China.
China and Iran. Friends. Sorta. Unless its interests are served, China is unlikely to restrain Iran.
Earlier this year, when the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen were attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea, America approached China for help. In talks with their Chinese counterparts, American officials reportedly asked them to urge Iran to rein in the Houthis. Months later, after Israel struck the Iranian consulate in Syria, America again approached its biggest rival. This time it was said to have asked China to tell Iran not to retaliate. During crises like these, China would seem a useful interlocutor. It has good relations with Iran. Last year it facilitated a deal to re-establish diplomatic ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia. It also allowed Iran to join its regional security group, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, as well as the BRICS, a bloc of big emerging economies. After the Iranian-Saudi rapprochement, China's top diplomat Wang Yi heralded a wave of reconciliation in the Middle East. But beyond that agreement, it does not appear that China has much interest in holding Iran back for the sake of reconciliation. The Houthis did not stop their attacks, nor did Iran refrain from retaliating against Israel this month. It is unlikely that China put much pressure on Iran in either case. And even if it had, Iran may not have listened. There is less to their relationship than meets the eye. For China, the priority is advancing its own interests. 3 years ago, China and Iran signed what appeared to be a sweeping 25-year cooperation agreement, said to involve $400 billion in new Chinese investment in Iran. But China invested just $19.7 million in Iran in 2022, compared with $279 million in Israel. Iran sees China's trade and investment as kind of insulting, says Jonathan Fulton of the Atlantic Council, a think tank in Washington. Iran is awash in Chinese imports, but China buys relatively little from Iran apart from hydrocarbons. In many ways, the relationship is defined by oil. China buys roughly 90% of the black stuff produced by Iran, sidestepping American sanctions. It thus provides Iran with an economic lifeline. But China has its own economy in mind. Iranian oil is cheap and lets China diversify its energy supply. Its purchases hit a record high last autumn, but temporarily stalled in the winter when Iranian sellers raised prices. China opposes American sanctions on most countries and seeks to outsmart them. The oil imported from Iran is often relabeled as Malaysian and sold at a discount to small independent Chinese refineries known as teapots. China's big state refiners steer clear of Iranian oil for fear of punishment by America. But the teapots are highly opportunistic and less exposed to America's financial system, says Erica Downs of Columbia University. China's cynical approach extends beyond the oil trade. It may not have pressed the Houthis to stop attacking all commercial ships in the Red Sea, but it is said to have struck a deal to spare its own vessels. And when Iran hit back against Israel this month, China was supportive. Officials in Beijing praised Iran's restraint and condemned Israel's aggression against Iran and in Gaza. The main key to easing tensions in the Middle East lies in the US restraining Israel, not China reining in Iran, said an editorial by the Global Times, a state-run tabloid. That argument is playing well in the region, says Ahmed Aboudou of Chatham House, a think tank in London. America is declining in the Middle East in terms of influence because of the Gaza war. China is taking advantage of that, he says. It wouldn't spend political capital to turn that around for the US.